Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for NBC's The Voice. Tonight's host is Michelle Macedo. Joining Michelle will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Melissa Macedo and DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about The Voice. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Michelle Macedo!
Yo, yo, yo! Holla to everyone out there. Okay, tonight was episode 5 of The Voice, the battle rounds, and a lot of stuff happened tonight. A lot of people went home, a lot of tears, a lot of laughter.
This is The Voice!
A lot of eyes from Christina. And by eyes, I mean how many times she
34.
Said, I. It was 34. Jesse and
wow.
I both counted this time.
Wow.
And it truly is magnificent, her vocabulary.
How much of a change is that from last week?
No, I honestly think.
Okay, but I.
This was the most eyes she's ever said.
I.
Wow. Getting
more. Because it was 27
yes.
last week.
Well, you know what
well,
she's
you
do?
Guys, the show's about her.
Wait, you guys, this is what Christina needs to do and everyone on the show. She needs to read Maria's book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life. And she needs to read that right away. It's like all over the place. Girl, don't come out of your trailer till you're done.
Right.
Okay.
Away.
You got to get your shiznit together. Also, she should get Self magazine because Maria is on the front of it, looking hot, looking awesome.
Yeah,
looking,
Self
looking
is
good.
Awesome magazine.
Looking tan.
With more tips, even more tips in
even
the book.
You guys, more. You guys, these tips are gold.
Yeah.
Don't let them slip through your fingers.
Don't let them fly away.
Don't do it.
So,
who won the world? Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
Menounos.
Beyonce would be like, yeah, Maria and Beyonce. So I don't know if anybody saw the Billboard Awards or Oprah's 25th.
Whichever your choice is. I recommend the Billboard.
Yeah,
Awards.
The Billboard Awards.
Yeah, they're both
Beyonce
awesome.
Gave a fantastic, amazing performance in honor of feminism. Is what I feel like.
Of course,
it's like,
she would.
Equality and
today were the
ferocity.
Gracie Awards, by the way.
Today were the what?
Gracie Awards.
Oh.
What is that for?
What's that?
Yeah. So thank you, feminists, for being in the room. It is for
men.
You're welcome.
It is an award.
You're welcome.
It's the awards for women in entertainment, I believe, or
yeah.
women
oh.
in yeah, women in powerful it, positions, basically.
Yeah. Did Maria go?
Maria did attend.
Oh, awesome! Rocket girl, she's a girl who runs the world.
Girls
who run the world.
Girls.
By the way, Michelle.
Next year it's us and Maria.
All right. I also think you guys should thank your fans. By the way.
Thank you.
I meant give it more than that. Say why and et cetera, et cetera. Or do I need to do this part of the show?
I'll say why. You're awesome, fans. You rock.
Yeah,
you're
thank
the
you.
Best.
No, really,
you're
though,
awesome.
They've kept us on iTunes, like, within the top three. Since
you guys
we've started.
Rock it.
Yeah,
like,
okay. I was
That's
looking and, like,
awesome.
Most...
You guys are the best.
Yeah, the voice is, like, always up there because...
Because our fans are the best.
We're awesome. Because you guys make us awesome, because we pick up on your vibes from super far away,
mm-hmm.
and they're really positive.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hear it from the vibes on the show tonight, on The Voice.
Call us at 424-256-1729.
Thank
That's
you,
424-256-1729.
Thank you, DJ Jesse Janity.
Thank you, Michelle Macedo, host.
So, singer-songwriter. Starting off with Christina's team. See you, Christina.
So she has to decide between her entire team, which is a hard choice. Last week, Frenchie.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that was 2 weeks. Who was last week?
The boy and the girl. Remember she put Beverly.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah, Beverly and
Beverly's male
and,
version.
And Beverly's
Arch Nemesis. I
yeah,
don't remember his name,
but he didn't even
know.
Oh,
their
the
name their that. Name is Aiden. Didn't they
it
have,
doesn't
like,
matter
because
he's out. He's out. No, that was Blake's team. But Christina chose Julia Easton and Raquel.
Raquel Castro.
Raquel
from
Castro.
Long Island.
It was Justin.
Wasn't she from
Grimm
Jersey?
From last week.
No,
yes.
She's from Long Island. But
she was
did Jersey Girl.
She did.
Oh,
she did Jersey,
yeah.
Girl. Jersey Girl, the movie with J-Lo.
When I was younger, I did Jersey Girl with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I don't know if you saw it, but I'm a singer.
I'm a singer.
Singer.
So Christina chose kind of a weird song, Only Girl in the World.
I just...
Because like on... Sorry to mention the unmentionable show on this show, but on Idol, way back, remember?
Naima.
Yeah. Someone did Only Girl in the World, and it was like bad.
Was it Naima?
Because...
No, she
oh,
did
it was
Umbrella.
It was Ashton
yes.
Jones.
Oh.
Remember? And then she like... Because that song, it's like not a very like vocally...
No.
You can't show... You can go off on that song really easy.
You have to be an amazing... Yeah. Like, okay, I'll give it to Christina. Christina Aguilera could probably rip that song to pieces.
Well, obviously, she only chooses songs that only she will be good at. She literally will probably choose Beautiful for someone to be like, well, I did it originally, so you can't really beat it, can you? But she just likes to sit there at the piano looking at them, like burning holes into their eyeballs and being like, go ahead, it's okay, you won't mess up. You won't mess
up. Just go it. Actually,
don't
you know
worry.
What? Just try it like this.
That's exactly what happened every time. And that's what happened. She's like I'm the only girl.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, I'm going to smile, but I really want to die. And Christina obviously
but
has an amazing
despite
voice.
Despite the song being difficult, I think they both rocked it. I think they both did really well. Raquel was off in the beginning a little bit.
They're so
she was
nervous.
Yes, yeah, so nervous.
But still, well, first of all, this song I think is like not diverse and not monotone, and I don't think it's like catchy. It's very like club though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like easy to dance to, and easy to. Like, have fun doing just, like, you know, it's not all about the lyrics and stuff. But I think that is super intimidating with this song.
Mm-hmm.
I would be so nervous.
Well, especially because, I mean, you're in this competition and you're doing it to sing. And these are, I mean, some of them are seasoned singers. But these two girls were the youngest in her group. And I don't know. I think Christina did this and I think she set Julia up. I think she likes Raquel because... Raquel has that Christina attitude. She has that, she does her little, that riff thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia has a pretty voice because I liked the style Julia sang.
Yeah, me too.
For Rihanna. And that's just in the sense of she made it her own. Raquel was good, but I just feel like you could see that at any karaoke bar.
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised that all the other judges were like, yeah, Raquel, you did better. Because I thought Julia, she stuck true to her style, and I thought she sounded better.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because
I thought Julia sounded good. Well, the thing is, Raquel was, like, putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Putting on the Ritz.
Well, even then, that's like, okay, I used to work at... Madame Tussauds, and then he had this American Idol karaoke thing, right? And it would amaze me the balls people have to get up on stage and really believe that they sing. And then what killed me even worse than that would be these like 14, 15 year old girls getting up on stage and be like, I want to sing Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls. Like, that.
Oh,
does your parents know what the lyrics to the song
yeah.
are? And that's what I was getting from Raquel. Like, she was up on it. Christina's like, I really like that hip move. Like, she's 14 years old. Like, how
I know.
Old is she? Was she 14?
I don't know. Something crazy.
Yeah. So, I want to say 14 to, I don't know, maybe she's 15.
Even if
or
she's
something.
16, I, like, the move she was doing on stage is like,
yeah.
Where is she learning this? One.
Yeah.
Two, she is sexing this young
yeah,
child.
Sexing it up. Such,
she's
yeah.
a child. Well, you know what? I can think of one reason why, and it's because the same thing happened to Christina.
Yeah, but even Christina was like 17, 18 when she was like genie in a bottle and,
yeah.
and all that. But okay, look at this girl compared to Lauren from Idol, who was 16.
Yeah, that's true.
Lauren's
yeah,
never
very
up on
different.
Stage.
Never.
It up.
No. No. Never.
It was almost like Raquel kind of depended on
yeah.
that part of it as well.
Because she was like, they'll like this.
Well,
she'll
she
pick
learns
me if I'm
from
like this.
The best. Thank you. Thank you, media. but she was she the one that she was the one that looked like a troll but with relaxed hair. That's what I said.
I don't like. I didn't even want to be mean to her because I got the whole package. The little snooky looking thing that she was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm short myself, so I don't like to hate on other short people.
Yeah,
but
we're all short.
We're all short, but I want to say, and I believe that we're all proportioned correctly. There was just something about her every time she stood, like her legs didn't close together, and she just looked like literally like a Ken doll with long hair.
That is such
so
a crazy observation, though. I would like never think of that.
Because it really stood out to me. And I was
well, also what she was wearing, it's true, it was like a little too sexy for her age.
Yeah,
because she could have done the whole, like, oh, I'm a young girl. Like, you know, she still has a few more years left her
she doesn't,
in her of
she
that.
She hasn't even, like, developed. Who knows? She might have not even started her period. I don't know.
And she was probably standing like that, honestly, because she was probably uncomfortable in the clothes she was wearing.
Yeah, it looked uncomfortable.
That was the tightest outfit I've ever seen on anybody under the age of 17.
Yeah, so she just, like, pushed it. And I like Julia's tone more. She definitely had that on her side. But in the end, Christina went with Raquel from Long Island. I have to see this Jersey girl.
Which Raquel has a great voice.
Do you she so does. You agreed with Christina?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have picked Raquel, but
yeah, I don't know.
But for Christina's like what she wants, like
what do you think, Jesse?
I get it only because when I heard Julia sing, Julia is kind of almost two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah,
she was singing, like, I liked how she made it her own and, you know, did the different tones, the different pitches and all that. That was very creative. But when it came to the actual chorus part, you could hear where she couldn't push any harder.
Yeah.
And where with Raquel, it's like, well, she's like 15 years old. Like,
right.
She's just starting. Even though girls develop their voice at a younger age, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they don't have to deal with the voice change like guys do.
Right.
So they can work on it in practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though when you're menstruating, your vocal folds, they swell up a lot of the time. So concerts and stuff, like if you're menstruating, that totally sucks.
Sorry.
But boys have to, Boys have to deal with that change or whatever, you know, like that go from little
like
boy
Justin
choirs.
Bieber.
I know.
Yeah.
And like Harry Potter, they had to re-record half of the ADR for his movie because his voice changed.
Really?
Yes. It was in the middle of the, like, I don't know, third one or something.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Where'd you learn that? No, but I definitely see Raquel growing more and becoming a, I don't know, I just see more coming out of Raquel than Julia.
Yeah, I agree. More room to grow, probably.
And a lot of power.
Yeah, power. I mean, I've seen more powerful singers, but I think she just has the package.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
In comparison to Julia.
Yeah, oh, no, no,
I
definitely.
Mean, CeeLo was like, oh, you know, perving out right when he turned
perving
around.
Perving out.
But that's his thing. They're like, it is about the voice, but I want them to pick turned around.
Oh, and the other thing I want to say actually about Julia was kind of smart on her behalf. When they showed the pre-package of the two of them, Julia was not singing anything like she was singing on stage.
I noticed that.
Yeah, that was weird.
One of them always, like, busts out the
very
chops at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying the same tone the entire time during the prepackage. And all that riffing and wherever she was going
with
that.
Yeah, where was that coming from?
Sounded like Adele and shit. Like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. She did remind me of Adele. That's true. Well, now that Christina's gone, but don't worry. The eyes are not over.
No.
Not to worry. Next is Blake's team. Blake, I'm going to erase you from my memory and just look
talk
at your
about
team.
Botox, Reba.
Sarah B.
Oh, Reba, you look 20. You look
Reba
20.
Looks 20.
That smile is just like
she's like smiling
cat.
All the time. And even when her face is relaxed, it's like crazy smile.
I know. I'm like, is it relaxed?
Yeah.
I'm a survivor. Oh, Reba.
Yes.
She's so nice, though.
But Sarah B versus Dia, speaking of crazy faces, I just felt, I love Reba, but I felt like Sarah B had the crazy in her eye.
Twain wannabe.
Oh, she had the cray-cray
She
in
just
her
seemed
eye.
Like cray-cray. Yeah. And like we saw that in her performance when she was pushing it like so much.
And she was over-singing. And
even the note that Blake gave her was like, don't, you know, you can sing the notes, like just try not to over-sing it.
Yeah.
You and know, then she totally did when she was out there.
She just seems to me like she's so insecure, and so she can't rely on her voice. Well, she can, but she doubts herself, so she has to do all these other things to seem unique.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, if just trust yourself. Where Dia, who's part of Megan Dia, is it?
Megan Dia,
well,
yeah.
Melissa and I were looking up competition online, and these sisters, Megan Dia from Utah, are a band. And I don't know what's going on with them now. She didn't.
They were about to go on tour, like not on a big tour, but I think around like the Southwest. And they canceled the tour so Dia could be on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. Well, I think that's a good idea, actually.
I mean, this is gonna get them a ton of publicity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they sang the song "Can't Hurry Love" by The Supremes.
Which interesting song.
Yeah, and I like that. I would like that song choice. And Dia has a really unique voice. She might die every time she goes on stage, though.
I'm gonna die
because she has stage fright. But you know, I could have seen her push it more. But her voice to me has such like a nice quality that Sarah B just didn't really have.
This if my mom was watching this show.
Is she?
She probably is. Mm-hmm. Not this show right now. It's way too late for her. But I know the type of singers my mom likes, and Dia would be her
it.
American Idol.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
My mom picked Lauren specifically from
really?
The beginning. Kelly Clarkson. My mom just like picks who
wow.
is going to win.
Oh, really?
Game. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because she listens to the tone, the sound pitch, and
yeah.
Dia at first was a little like
I know pitchy,
yeah.
But when she got more comfortable,
yes,
I couldn't even. I mean, you said who does she sound like?
No.
At first, she had a cool, cute little voice, but when she was comfortable, like it was almost to a Mariah Carey status in the fact of being how crisp it was.
Mm.
Like think of old Whitney Houston. Like she just had that.
Yeah,
that's
so
that
clean.
Specific like. Yeah, you know that it had
like
that
not
punch
breathy,
to it.
But
exactly,
but present.
Mm-hmm.
She and
on
she,
it's called on your voice.
She was on her voice
mm-hmm.
tonight, like
yes, she
sang,
was.
And then of course, compared to Shania Twain 2.0, it was
barefoot
like,
Shania Twain.
I felt like she. Please, any performer, unless you're Shakira, please don't
yeah,
perform
no.
without shoes.
No,
it's
no.
weird.
Please don't.
I know.
It's put weird. Them on,
especially
it's,
guy
it's
performers.
Dirty. It's dirty.
Like, guys.
You could wear cute. There's a lot of shoes what? Out there that
there's
are
a
cute.
Lot of shoes.
Girl, throw some heels on.
Yeah.
But compared to Sarah B, I don't even think she knows who she is. Because I don't know if she knew what she was doing. Like, that whole, like, she was trying to go to church, but she only made it to the parking lot.
Yeah. She's waiting outside the church.
It turns out that she was late.
Like I said earlier, I feel like...
Jesus wouldn't let her
she
in.
She missed Mass. It was all wrong. But I feel like she... I just really sensed her desperation, and that is not... And I felt her, like, competitiveness with Dia, And that, like, turned me off of her.
Because Dia wasn't even trying to compete with
yeah,
her.
Dia was Dia. Like, I'm going to do my own thing.
She's like, I'm just trying to live.
I know. She's trying, like, to stay alive.
I teach kids, but I'm just going to sing on the show, and if you don't like me, that's okay.
It's okay. I'll just go home and I'll paint.
It's okay. My kids
and
love me.
Reba, and I feel like Reba picked up on that, and then she was diplomatic about it when she was like, Dia, I respect that you stayed true to yeah. yourself. And then yeah. what's his face? Blake was like, Sarah B, you like saying it. Like I,
Sarah B, you are overstaying it.
He was just like, you need to learn when, like, not to. He was like, we know you can hit the notes.
Yeah.
What about Christina's face when
The eyebrows.
Sarah was like,
and Christina looking around already, I think being like, oh, this is embarrassing. And then looking at, I don't know who, Adam or CeeLo or something.
Yeah.
And then turning to them, raising her eyebrows in a, I can judge her, like, who is this crazy?
How did she get here?
Cray, cray. How did she get in the doors?
Who let her in?
Is she wearing shoes or not?
Who let the dogs out?
Seriously.
And it's funny because with Christina, the way Sarah B was kind of trying to sing, I felt is how Christina would have sang that song. The difference being, and you tell me if I'm wrong, because I felt Sarah B was very nasally. It was like
her, yeah.
her high, like there's some people when they sing high, they sing.
What's their default?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I Whereas totally felt like that.
When Christina hits that, it's in the back of her throat. Yeah. She's just pushing really hard, but she's not going into her nose.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
Like Sarah B, that's where she was her comfort zone.
Yeah.
And you could definitely see that, and it just, it takes away from the quality of your voice.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And it's like lost its, the like,
well, you just
pelvis
see,
from the ground,
see,
the like,
yeah,
groundedness of it.
Yes, it's not grounded when it's.
And then
in,
it
like,
just sounds like annoying.
It was cute a few times. Like there were a few notes that she hit, and I was like, okay, it worked well. There were some times I was like, okay, it was a little, little churchy. But then she sang the. At the end, it was like she got so desperate that she just tried to sing the whole song like that. And
I know that's the thing. She tried to sing the whole thing like that. Obviously, she was intimidated by Dia, and Dia didn't even like stand there. That girl did that to herself.
Yeah,
psyched herself
that's
out.
That's true.
And Dia was
like,
the one.
She's intimidating me.
Dia was like, I'm scared, and they were like, we know, but it's okay. Just go perform. And Carson, of course, you know, we won't talk about him that much because he's really frustrating. Go back to TRL. But he has the funniest summaries / typecasts
yes.
of everybody. And even stuff that I wouldn't think that people, like, categorize him as. So it's like, wow, he said that out loud.
I love them when we talk about the next performance, his category. But what did he, wait, what did he say for them? Did, I don't remember.
The singer-songwriter with the quiet side.
Oh, yeah, the singer-songwriter with the quiet side.
And Sarah B., the crazy B.
Oh, the preacher's daughter.
Oh, yeah, the preacher's daughter. Blah, blah, blah.
And she's like, wait, was she the preacher's daughter? Is that her?
Yeah, she was. And that's
like
why
she's
that's why she's saying, son of a preacher, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty Springfield. Reba, she remember when she was, like, gonna die because Reba walked in the room?
Yeah.
She was like,
she's like, oh. My God, it's like,
Reba
now you're just
like,
embarrassing
hi.
Yourself. Now you're just embarrassing yourself.
Oh, no, that wasn't her. Okay, never mind. But I liked when Michelle made us rewind it because CeeLo gave Dia this compliment on her voice, and Sarah B literally, like, pulled her hair back, like, how dare he just
He's
said
like,
that.
Oh,
and, my
like,
God.
Looked out away from, like, the camera or the other side of the stage, and she looked just, like, so irritated. She's like, I'm over it.
There was too much ugly in that performance for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. It's
they
true.
Weren't working together at all.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is,
and
everyone's like, own it. Own your thing. You know, Blake was saying, like, I want Dia and stuff to own it. I want these they to own it, except for they own it so much that they're not listening to each other. And that is, like, I don't know, half of the performance, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah. I think that's the competition of it. It's, you know, obviously we put you in the mindset of this is a competition. You guys are going to battle each other. And I think that's where they were going. Well, I don't think Dia was going with it. I think that's where Sarah B was going with it. But the reality is you're singing a duet. Your job is to make the other person sound good because it's going to make you sound good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True. You
yeah.
Know, and, we but couldn't it's decide like, between the other four contestants who actually tried and worked with each other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And, like, looked at each other rather than this girl who literally just kept trying to stand in front of her.
And was, like, stomping awkwardly, like, around the
thing. Yeah, not okay.
Next time when you wear shoes, I think it will go better. Just calm down.
But anyway.
I can hear your feet flapping.
Okay, next team. Wait, who would you guys have picked? Obviously,
Dia. Yeah, I just did not like
unanimous. And then is it Adam's team?
Yeah, Adam's team.
Adam.
Rebecca versus Devin.
Rebecca sang the Nirvana cover, which Smells Like Teen Spirit, which was really awesome and original. Mm-hmm. Devin, not a fan of that name for a guy, only because I dated someone named Devin. He's a pre-med student. He looked really
young. With dreams of stardom.
With dreams of stardom, exactly. They're like, small town boy.
And Devin was the car living.
Rebecca. Rebecca.
She lives in her car.
Yeah.
Traveling. Like,
everyone.
Singer.
She's a hobo.
She's broke and she called herself a singer. Here she is. Kind of like Evanescence.
So they sing Creep by Radiohead, which is a really, really amazing song.
Yeah.
And yeah, they both were like amazing.
I feel like Adam did his homework for this. Like, he really picked the song for these two people. Yeah. He was like, I'm only on the world.
Yeah. I like that song.
I listened to it when I was in the car before this. So. And, you know, Adam was giving notes, and Adam did the thing where it's like, okay, but it's like this, where he, like, sang too, except for, like, Devin sounded better than him.
Yeah.
But when he was giving notes, I thought it was really funny because he was like, okay, do this. And then he like did it. It's like a line reading basically. And then he's like, okay, it's up. Do it more like this. And then he would do it. Then they do it like a little differently. You remember that?
And then no, do it somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Now do it in the middle. It's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't like that. So I just put that he couldn't think of any good notes. So he just was nitpicking at that point.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have to tell them how to sing, then, you know, it's like line reading.
I think Adam just really wants his team to, like, always be the best and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, with Adam Blackstone, who he didn't even consult to make his choice.
No.
He doesn't consult him ever.
Ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I, like, forgot he was there.
He's the musical director of Maroon 5.
Adam couldn't really find anybody to, like, be his partner.
Yeah.
Listen, so like, can you make it? Call me back.
He's like, okay. And everyone's like, did Adam call you? Yeah, I got his message. Like, who is he kidding?
Christina called everyone, told them not to.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
Don't work with Adam.
I'm winning this.
Never singing a song with
you. He totally was talking trash about you. He's like, I'm not married to Miranda Lambert. I'm sorry. And then CeeLo and Christina Aguilera are actually, like,
talented.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well known.
I've been waiting for Rebecca to perform. Honestly, I've really been waiting for her to.
Yeah.
So I was really disappointed with this.
Yeah. I just felt like she's I don't know, like, she doesn't have that cool factor. She doesn't have it where she could make it her own. It was like she was like saying words that like had nothing to do with her.
Yeah. She's kind of she has an awesome voice. She's kind of like apologetic in some ways, I guess. And I wanted her to be more intense. But actually, I think it was like a lot of it was nerves. Because sometimes, obviously, there's those people who aren't seasoned at all. And then they go up and they're like really nervous about that. And then the nerves get the best of them. Then there's people who have performed so much their whole lives living in her car that she just she just abandons herself on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I, listening to them, I feel like she just has so much more to grow. And I think she is, like, listening to him, like, yeah, okay, his pitch is good. He has a marketable, cute little teeny bopper vibe to him. And even in his voice, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he deserves to be on Glee, not The Voice.
Yeah.
Her voice is so haunting.
Her voice is better.
And I said, listening to it, yeah, his voice is better, but I'm just so drawn to her.
Yeah.
And he was dancing on stage, but hearing her voice, you just kept looking at her.
Yeah, her voice,
like,
is amazing.
I know.
She reminded me of
Evanescence, Amy Lee.
Evanescence, but also her presence reminded me, I don't know if it's Annie Hart, or if it's Carrie Hart, or if it's from the Mamas and Papas, Cassie.
Oh, what's her name?
Oh,
not the Mamas and the Papas.
Who? Yeah.
Who's California Dreaming?
Yeah. Mamas and Papas. Cassie, I think. Here, I'm going to look at
that. Cassidy.
Wait, is it the big one or not?
Yes, the big one.
What's her name?
Mamas and the Papas.
Michelle?
No, it was definitely Cass. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's going to kill me.
Cass, Mamas and the Papas?
Was it Cass Elliott? No. Mm-hmm. Mama Cass. There we are. I'm sorry.
Mama Cass.
She had that type of vibe to her.
I definitely see that.
And she would hit those specific type of notes or, I don't know, like she was off and I definitely think it was nerves, but I don't know. I just don't think he should have picked.
Yeah.
No way.
Devin.
And you know,
I know, that was so weird.
And that, but he was like, based on this performance, I have to choose. Yeah.
Which, what do you mean based off?
I know, like you. I don't know why you don't really, right? I don't know why you would have to.
I think, yeah, it was a bad choice.
And creatively, like she sang Nirvana and made it her own. Like you know what she's capable of doing. The one time you put her up against somebody, she gets a little nervous, and not even that it sounded bad because Blake wanted them to not be separated.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I thought maybe they wouldn't be. Maybe there's some loophole.
Yeah, because they showed that. Well, the thing is, she, I think, is like an artist, and he is like a pre-med student who sings.
Yeah.
And he has a great voice, and he was gifted with that. But she, this is like a lifestyle for her. He is like a medical student. That's awesome. We need more doctors. But, you know, I just don't know.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to work hard regardless.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate, and Adam hugged her and was like, keep doing it. And I hate when people say stuff like that.
Well, do you feel that Adam almost kind of picked Devin because he has a sort of connection to him? Like he could see himself.
I think so, Devin? Yeah. I think like Devin could be in Maroon 5.
That's exactly what I hear when it, that's what doesn't blow me away from him. Like,
yeah.
Someone else could be you. If I feel somebody else could be you, I don't think you should be the voice. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I agree.
I think there is a really important separation from yourself. The only person that doesn't do that, which is like, you know, narcissistic in itself, is CeeLo because he's perving out.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are looking for themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, CeeLo will never find himself.
Yeah.
that's not like, funny.
Who's wearing all red? Who's wearing all red? Who's wearing the Kool-Aid?
And even when he did, like, Nakia, you know, is kind of similar in that sense of it. CeeLo looks at him from a different perspective.
Yeah, from a producer perspective, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that
side.
Instead
of a, like, competition former. Or, like, are you like me? He has awareness, like, from a business perspective.
Yeah.
And Blake, if he's not looking for himself, he's looking for the next Miranda Lambert.
Exactly. He's looking for his wife. Which, well.
Well, let's talk about CeeLo's team.
Oh, wait. I just have one more thing to say about Rebecca and Devin. This is when it occurred to me. First of all, he was like, my parents are both in the medical business, and they're both, like, doctors and the dorkiest parents I've ever seen. Which was really, it was cute. But also, I thought, hey, I have a really good idea. Wouldn't it be an amazing choice in the show if they put all the parents together in one room?
Oh, God.
They put them in separate rooms, and so when they come back, it's and they're like, go, or they're like, oh, she missed it.
Yep.
What if they were all in one room? That's a whole nother competition going,
like,
especially with, like, the momager coming up next, stage mom.
Oh, yep. Mama. Oh, my God.
So let's move on to that, CeeLo.
Well, Kelsey, yeah.
Kelsey Ray, self-proclaimed online sensation.
It's just that everybody judges me from my looks.
I'm just really pretty. I'm just really pretty, and it's
and I'm just like the pretty girl who can sing. Like, but now I'm just, you know, the girl that can sing, and that's pretty.
Yeah, like the
feel bad for me. And vote. 424-256.
It's like Jermaine.
Crazy mom.
It's like Jermaine from Summer Heights High.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So random.
I don't know why everybody hates me because
like they're just
she is a cray cray. Deep inside her soul, a cray cray emerges. And I saw her mom, stage mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I saw her and her mom. She's like, you know, skinny little Kelsey Ray.
How old do you think she is?
20.
Maybe 25.
25, 24. How old do you think she is?
I could maybe, but part of me feels like she's pulling a Beyonce and she's really like
older.
29, 30 and saying she's 24.
Totally.
Yeah, I
her face kind of had the like, unless she's been through some rough stuff in her life, you never know. But as a pretty girl, I don't think she has. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just even the way she was performing on stage and like, there's a thing about like, know your age, be confident with your
definitely.
Age.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, she was up against two teeny boppers and she was trying to beat a teeny bopper.
Yes.
Yeah, the Thompson sisters.
That's
the
a whole
farmer.
Different beast. Go another
beast.
Route.
Let me explain something for the Thompson sisters, guys. The Thompson sisters are Tori and Taylor. And basically, what happened was Disney took Miley Cyrus and pulled Hannah Montana out of her. And that's who these girls are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much
totally.
Like an alien scenario.
Yeah.
Well, Disney is an alien breed.
True.
Well, obviously in the factory where they make the people, you know, they had some DNA
sparkled
leftovers.
A little cute and a little bit of sunshine.
One blonde, one brunette.
Tinkerbell, sprinkle it over them.
Exactly. And all that they listened to the first 10 years of their life is that Disney theme song. And Disney songs.
Like, they just literally have these doe eyes, and Michelle kept saying, sad face. Like
sad face.
They were on point. Like, I'm surprised their mother wasn't a stage mom.
I know.
Who knows? But
they seem normal, but...
Did we even see a family with them, actually?
We saw the dad. Yeah. We did see the mom, but the mom didn't say anything.
Yeah, I think maybe they almost seem to be like, oh, wow. Like, very kind of self-conscious of the cameras, so they didn't seem like they're the type of people that wanted attention or anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're just like, these are our daughters. Like, I don't know, they do what they
Disney's
do.
Disney's paying us to say that these are our daughters.
They don't come from a factory. They come from two human beings.
From love.
I'm SAG now. Does that count? But they, but definitely Kelsey Ray's mom was, make no mistake, Kelsey Ray's mom.
Yeah.
She
y'all will
was
know.
Like, oh, y'all will know. She's like, yeah. No. She's like, going crazy.
No.
And then Kelsey Ray came back and was like, oh, my God. And she's like, you did it anyway. You did it. Whatever
now go throw
saying.
Up your food. We're going to give
food.
You notes in the car.
There was this one episode I saw of, like, Mad TV a long time ago. And it was when Britney Spears was, like, first coming out, and like, you know, it was like during the time when a lot of stuff on that show wasn't very funny, and then it was like Britney Spears and someone pretending to be your mom, and this woman that basically was on the set of her music video while she was recording it, and every time Britney Spears would be like, ooh, like craft services, like I want a cookie or like a celery stick, the mom would come by with an empty jar of mayonnaise and move a knife around in it and be like, and shake it to be like, who ate the mayonnaise? Who ate the mayonnaise? To like make her feel fat and make her feel like, and she's like, oh yeah, no, never mind. So that's what
there
I think
it is,
of
Kelsey
when
Ray.
I see Kelsey I Ray. She's like,
she's big in Europe though, so
apparently
online.
We still have to watch that video.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, apparently
with the
she's
cat mask.
Big online. Yeah. I don't
but
know.
But anyway,
they sang Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Right.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't know.
Also one of the better duets tonight. I'd say them between Rebecca and Devin. Mm-hmm. Who do you think had the better duet?
Rebecca and Devin, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was too much like we're gonna blah.
Yeah, and every time, oh my God, the Taylor Thompson sisters.
Taylor Swift
yeah,
sisters.
Yeah, seriously. The Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus,
Factory.
And Selena Gomez. But they, the Thompson sisters, they were, I think, genuinely those girls who just laugh it all off because that's how they have been taught to deal with everything. And that's just how they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when they meet someone that's not like them, they like don't know what to do. Actually, their parents were doing the exact same thing. They were like laughing. One time, one of the girls like was off pitch or something. They're like, I was like, oh my God, that is exactly the same. And Kelsey Ray is like, I'm going to end you.
Yeah.
It's, but really, like, she was over. Like, oh yeah, we're sharing this look. We're, look at that. Sad faces. What if we don't
sad
make
faces.
It? Oh, I don't want to compete against you. No. Then when they're all standing there, everyone is like, the Thompson sisters. And Kelsey Ray is like, keep smiling. It's like Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yeah, it was funny. And I mean, I see the cray cray deep inside Kelsey, so I agreed with the decision to pick the Thompson mm-hmm. sisters.
I don't know if the cray cray is that deep inside.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying it just comes from a very deep place.
Oh, yeah.
And so it shines through.
Right.
Throughout
she
the
radiates. Yeah.
I Raised. Feel like the three of them should have been a little trio.
I feel like she mm-hmm. would be really oppressive and maybe abusive to them as a friend.
Well, I mean, you would have a Destiny's Child issue
yeah,
definitely there.
Definitely.
But that's how you get to the top. that's what Kelsey's mom would have said. That's how you get to the top.
They're going to be the next step of the ladder.
They're going
to
be the white
Ray,
Destiny's
you go
Child.
Talk to those girls. You go, Kelsey Ray. You
go,
talk to them.
Smile. Smile. Here's a tissue. Go wash your face off. And Monica... who was their, you know, what mentor? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. CeeLo's friend, who was amazing, who I just wanted to sing it because she sounded so
yeah.
amazing.
She's so amazing.
What about Kelsey's dance?
Oh,
whatever
what?
Type of choreography that was that CeeLo was like, tap them on the
yeah.
shoulder. And
like,
that was just.
Kelsey like
really
went
weird.
To do it and she kind of did it, but then she made it. She didn't own it. She made it
yeah.
awkward because it was like, she's
she
like,
felt
really,
awkward
I'm 30
about
years
it.
Old and I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and yeah,
and it looked
she's
like she was
broke
gonna be
character.
Like, "Excuse me, bam, gonna punch yeah. you in the
or
face."
Or she looked like she was gonna be like, "Hey, my mic is off,"
and it's,
or something.
Really, we're doing West Side Story shoulder shrugs.
Yeah,
like, back and forth
seriously,
with each other.
Exactly.
Really,
I know, and it was like Grease.
Yeah,
it was
CeeLo,
very
not CeeLo's best idea.
No,
I was like, come on,
CeeLo, which is why CeeLo's not a choreographer.
But Adam said it was too cute; he couldn't pick. Because
yeah,
it was
he would
too
say that.
Cute.
It's like, oh yeah, cute.
It was. I'll say it was cute. It was very cute. And she needed to be in the Disney parade, whatever the light parade that they do at night.
Uh huh. Electric parade.
Yes, I want to see that.
Loved that one. That was my favorite. But KR, sad face, and then I wrote next to it, heinous bitch. and then I wrote, they laugh off everything. You know. And so what, I mean, you guys obviously would have made the same decision or what?
Yeah, I thought it was funny because I sort of, Blake picked the twins. Oh no, he said the twins.
Sisters, let's say sisters.
He said I don't know why he said Blake picked the sisters and, well no, he said that they sang better than their audition, which totally agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
But he picked Kelsey and Christina, off the top of my head, thought she would pick Kelsey, but she picked Tori and Taylor, which
yeah.
I totally feel. I think Christina is kind of realistic in the sense of Kelsey was annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
I think that's
like,
what it was.
Really, girl, like you're up on stage, like take yourself friggin' seriously.
Yeah, like you're grown up.
Yeah.
Just relax.
And you shouldn't even be trying to compete with these girls because it didn't look like the twins were competing. The
sisters.
Twins were.
It's okay.
I'm looking at you guys.
I know.
And so,
I just want to point out that they do not have
anything alike. It's Taylor Swift and freaking
yes.
Miley Cyrus on stage with each other. The sisters just were like so bubbly and just like
mm-hmm.
into themselves and what their brand is about.
Right.
And it was like Kelsey was like the old woman like trying to compete with
yeah,
know.
The young girls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
it really felt like that. And she just needed to separate that and be like confident in herself. And then she could have owned it, but it made it
look like. Because
her voice
is good.
Like, her
yeah.
voice is really good.
Maybe from the beginning she was like intimidated because the sisters didn't even seem that affected by her. Well, first of
well,
all.
Well, they just don't know
what's
going on.
They're like cotton candy and flowers and Mickey Mouse.
Do you want to play Candyland again?
Sad.
Oh, so sad.
Puppies.
Mom. Look at kids. Oh. They raise pigs every
yes.
year and bring
yeah.
them to the
fair.
Fair.
Booyah. Fair.
We also have a hobby of raising pigs, which actually yesterday I watched an episode of Taboo and there was pig hoarders on it. This woman who had a bunch of pigs.
What if it's them? What if they like, then came they all out with
exactly
a bunch of pigs?
Maybe that's where her mom was.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so you guys would have picked TNT.
Yeah. And but even Monica made a weird comment. She said that the sisters have something special, which obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said Kelsey is self-assured. I didn't see that in that performance at all. I really felt like Kelsey was really trying to keep up. Like,
yeah, I didn't see that either. That was weird, too.
Because Monica saw herself in Kelsey. Remember when she sang and Kelsey was like...
Yeah, I think.
And she liked her because Monica couldn't relate at all to the sisters.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
She looked at them and she remembered. She was like,
is this shit real?
Yeah, exactly. She was like, wait, am I awake? Like, not even having it. And she just sang it. And remember that one time when the sisters tried to laugh off that one of them couldn't hit that note or the note wasn't in their range. Like, they show that on camera, of course. But they're practicing, you know? I don't know. That's like so not a big deal.
Practice.
But Monica was not, did not think it was funny.
No.
And the girls were like,
that was not cute.
And the other one was like, do you want me to do it for you? Because I'll do it for you. And then she ended up doing it for her.
Uh-huh.
So they have that luxury of relying on each other,
mm-hmm.
which is like such a help.
Mm-hmm.
Go them. I'll give them that. And with CeeLo, he was having such a tough decision. I kind of really think he wanted to go with Kelsey from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think last minute, I think he picked the twins.
I think so.
The sisters.
It's true. I think so, too. And, you know, even Adam said, was the only one to admit, I had an idea of who I wanted, and now it's changed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, you said it? It's totally true.
Yeah. No, yeah. They all do, I think.
Definitely. So, yeah, those sisters, those are the contestants. That's everybody. So let's go to our commercial break and see you guys soon.
After these messages.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig
Don't
will come
let
out.
That wig
when the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
There, thanks, DJ Jesse Genity and Melissa Macedo.
Hey.
And Michelle Macedo, that's me. Anyway.
That's me.
So, first of all, I just want to get out there and say again, how many times did Christina Aguilera say I? 34 times. We got to keep track of the past episodes, too. Yeah.
Last week was 27.
Okay.
I feel like the first episode she might have said more than...
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Because during the auditions, she had so much stage time. And it was about who she wanted to pick through mm-hmm. that whole... Was it a 2-hour?
Yeah, it was. It was 2 hours.
So I can imagine. We didn't do it that time. We started with the second episode.
Yeah, we didn't do it that time.
No.
Also, another thing to put out there, Carson Daly is... still a D-bag, which we call the Daily's...
Daily Douche.
Daily Douche. That's what it is.
And he's still wearing the same outfit from TRL.
Whoa.
You're a Daily Douche with Carson
Daly.
Yes,
yeah, same episode from TRL. But should we move into
before we get into predictions, I want to ask you guys, out of everybody tonight, who do you think made the wrong decision? Do you think anybody was sent home?
I think Rebecca should not have been sent home.
So you think Devin should have been kicked off?
Yeah. And let's see.
What about with, we said with Dia and Sarah B, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, I would just say with Rebecca, just because I was really looking forward to her. This kid, he's cute, has the whole pack, like a nice little package, not the whole package.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Raquel kind of frightens me, but like in a small people way.
Yeah. But with Raquel and Julia, I don't think I would have missed either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. I was like, eh, okay, pick either one.
Right. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, definitely Rebecca. Who knows if she'll be, who knows? I don't know what happens with the judges and whatever. But.
Oh, yeah, maybe they'll bring somebody back.
Seriously. Well, now predictions. So.
Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So, guys, what team, as of now, would you want to be on? CeeLo, Christina, Adam, or Blake?
Very interesting, because for a lot of the longest time, I've always said Adam, but that was partial to the fact that he had Rebecca on his team.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, next week is the final battle week, so... Then we can, because now it's kind of like I think of all their teams as like who I've seen compete against each other.
Yeah.
But now I have to like just see the team, you know, as it is.
I know. I want them to all just stand there in a line.
I would have to say either Christina or CeeLo.
Yeah, I was going to say, God. CeeLo.
Yeah, you know, CeeLo has a lot of the packages.
Yeah, CeeLo has the package because he knows what's up.
Yeah.
Christina has Frenchie, you know?
And yeah.
And Beverly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beverly. I would not want to go up against that. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be on Christina's team because of Beverly. I mean, like, it's different, but, like, they would. I just wouldn't want to be alone with either of them. Even though Frenchie's awesome. She called in the other day. But.
You mean you wouldn't want to compete against them?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think the sisters was a bad choice.
I think so too. That's why I'm kind of freaked out about picking CeeLo.
I really didn't like Kelsey Ray.
No, I didn't like her either. But I'm just saying, like
the sisters, yeah.
I just think picking Kelsey and the sisters was a bad choice for CeeLo because he has Nakia. He has we got to remember Vicky.
Oh
Martinez.
Yeah, I like her. I really
she
like.
She had
Vicky.
A little army dance, you know that she does.
Her war dance.
Yeah. I mean, Adam does have Javier, too, though. And what's in it? Is it, who has the one with the tattoos?
Oh. Because
she's going to sing next week.
Blake? No.
No.
No, I think it's Adam.
Yeah, I think Adam.
And I think her name is Casey.
Well, I know this is like saying, like, when pigs can fly, but if CeeLo wasn't pervy, I would totally be on his team in like a second.
I would totally be on CeeLo's team because he's like, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
In life, like, and, you know, I just feel like, there's a little bit of perv.
He has a weakness for young ladies.
Yeah.
I was going to make a very inappropriate analogy. But you guys, see you next week. We're so excited. Next week's going to be awesome.
Thank you, fans, for listening.
Thank you, fans, for listening. You're the best.
Bye. Have a good night.
But seriously, though.
No, seriously.
But really.
No, for real.
Do you hate it?
I kind of hated it.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.